I put in as many notes as I could there so far.
Hi, Dia. How are you?
Hello, Nadine. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I thank you very much for asking. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. We made it, right?
Yeah.
So, and I did pronounce your name correctly. I apologize if I did not.
Don't worry. I'm used to that.
Oh, how do you spell it? Is it D-I-A? That's what Lulu put.
D-Y-A-A.
E?
D-Y-E-A.
E-A, right?
Bia.
And you said it's E-Y-E-A, correct?
Dia, this is D.
Oh, D. Dia. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you again. My name is Nadine. I know that you've been speaking here with Lulu, my representative, and she does really, Dia, an amazing job, okay, at explaining the basics of our program. However, I wanted to go over pricing and details with you, and I want to make sure that this is really going to be a good fit for your business, okay? So, do you have any questions so far, like regarding how the program works or, you know, where we do the placement?
See, I always wanted to do this, but I'm not
okay.
Able because I have an issue with my address.
Okay.
On the Google map. And I'm trying to fix this with Google team, but it was hard to do.
Okay. So that's something you're managing on your own?
Huh?
Is that something you're doing on your own?
I tried, but
it's
an ocean.
Okay. So let's take a look. I did a search for the company by name, Dia, and this is what I found, okay? I see your Google profile page. It does show an address, 8820 Burnett Road, Suite 501 in Austin.
Correct. But when I look in the Google map, I see both locations. And I'm thinking my customers make a mistake, but I don't want to give them a trip to go to that old location and find it closed.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me see. Because I only see one location. I don't see. Where's the other location at? What's the address for that one?
11601 North Lamar.
North Lamar?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
It's another business there now. It's called Social Spa, something like
that. Yeah, interesting. I don't see that one coming up.
You know what? Hold on one second. Let me go here real quick.
Okay. Yeah, because the only one I keep seeing is just the one in Austin. I don't
maybe
see the one on Lamar Boulevard.
This is maybe because of something I tried myself yesterday. Maybe reflected in. Let me see.
I see on MapQuest. I see what you're talking about, but I don't see the one on Google. Okay.
On MapQuest. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. We can fix all of this because I'm going to tell you what we do, okay? We do what's called a name address cleanup. We actually do a scan. We run a scan. Wherever your company is listed, we make sure that everything is uniform, meaning that the company name, the address, the phone number is all updated, okay? So we run a scan and we correct all of that. Okay. So that's something we can fix, you know. Let me just confirm with my manager as well. So tell me a little bit about what you're currently doing right now, you know, to generate more business.
Right at this minute?
Like, what are you doing currently? Yeah, right at this minute. What are you doing as far as advertising?
I did not do anything in this area, but I'm planning to do advertisement in magazines and also Google advertising. That's the two things I want to do. But the reason I started it, because there's no telling when I'm going to be able to open my door. But Lulu just told me it's going to take some time. If I started it now, it would affect in the future. while I'm doing the process of getting my inspection done.
Right. When do you anticipate opening the doors? September 15th, you said?
If you ask me, tomorrow. but I can't.
Right. But you're looking at like around September 15th, right?
That's what I'm thinking that I
you're
can
aiming
have
for.
The city can do anything now. They can come here and they say, oh, we will come to you in the next 2 months. It's not, these things are not like they used to be in the past.
Yeah, I hear you.
Things are different.
You know what, Dia, they don't even make cars like they used to either.
No.
Everything's so different now, you know. So let me share with you a little bit about what I would recommend for you, okay? I see you have the Facebook page, okay?
Okay.
Let's see, what else do I see? I see Yelp. I also see, let me take a look. I see Home Advisor, Angie's Leads. How's that working?
Well, that I had when I was working with another store, but
uh-huh.
I transferred. I don't like it at all.
Okay. Are you still taking leads? Are you accepting leads?
Nope.
Okay.
But they never answer. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I can't wait until I open my door and do my advertising because that's the only way I can. This kind of business, doing, need the door to be open.
Right.
Depends on people giving me leads. They send you something that's not a task I cannot do. So.
Right. No, I understand. So, you know, because the package I feel, you know, would be the most beneficial for you, Dia, would be our Premier Platinum package with Facebook ads. Okay. So what that would include, we would do a complete, you know, name, address, phone number cleanup, right? So we'll make sure that, you know, wherever you're listed on these directories, you know, across the board that everything is uniform, right? Address is updated. Phone number is the same. Company name is the same. Okay. So we do that cleanup. We run a scan. Now, we would list your company on the first page of Google as well as in not just the local map, but also at the top in the Google ads. So you'll have two primary positions on Google, Google ads and the local map. We'll also create content for you on Bing, and we will submit you as well to popular directories that you're not already listed on, right? Some of the directories, just to mention a few to you, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Now, if you do have profiles already there, what we'll do is we'll update them, okay, with the correct updated information.
You see, I started in the last, but I was never able to continue because of COVID.
Right. And we'll help you with all of that, okay, because it's a service that we're providing you. Now, we'll also run Facebook ads, okay? So Facebook ads, at any time when someone's performing that search, you know, for your services there within your area, they will see your Facebook ad appear both on their desktop and also on their mobile device. So it will help you reach a larger clientele base, and we make it very unique. If you wanted to target a specific audience, Dia, by, let's say, an audience with an interest, income level or by location, we can do that. Okay. Now we can direct them.
Can you see what kind of reviews that I have for flooring essentials and more?
Yeah.
No.
In fact, I see, so what I see right now, I see like on Yelp, you have a 5-star review. MapQuest, you have a 5-star review. I mean, you're 5 out of 5 stars. On your Google profile, you don't have any reviews there yet. But we can provide, go ahead.
I do it in the old, people put reviews for me, people that I know I did job for them, right?
Uh-huh.
And customers that with my previous job, they wrote me reviews for jobs that I did for them for flooring extensions and more, but it went to the location of the park. If I go on my mob location right now, I think it is you.
Yeah, I see them there. But, you know, I'll tell you this. A way that we help you with the reviews, okay, is we provide you a tiny URL, okay, that you could send off to your clients. All they have to do is click on it, click the 5 stars. They don't even have to put a comment on there and hit save or, you know, just click on it and it's done. We provide you that so that way you could send to your clients, okay? Now, I know you mentioned to Lulu that you're creating a website right now. Are you building it?
No, I had an old one. I need to see.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me see what it is. I don't even remember it. But I have here on photos, I have a business card with that old. Let me see what it says. With the old.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing any website.
It was flooringessentialstx.com. Flooring Essentials.
Flooring Essentials.
Not Essentials.
TX. EssentialTX.com.
Yes.
T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, right? Flooring Essential. TX.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing comes up.
Right.
Okay.
It's under the.
Yeah, it's there's nothing there.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, if you need a website, I can include a website for you. We build websites as well. They're Google compliant and mobile friendly. We'll make sure that that website's also attached where we list your business. And then, Dia, we do include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll also give you that exposure covering mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So it pretty much covers all of your bases. For this package, okay?
Did you say the tablet?
Yeah, so if they're using their iPhone or if they're using their Android or they're using, you know, their tablet, right, their laptop or their, you know, iPad to perform that search looking for your services, we'll cover that as well so they can find you through those devices when they are performing that search, okay? So this package, what I would do for you, because you've been in business. When did you, you're pretty much kind of new, right? I mean, how long have you been in business when you originally started?
Oh, you mean 2007?
Okay. Okay. So, wow, that's like 5 years ago. Okay. Well,
2007.
Oh, 2007. Oh, okay. Wow. You're very well established then. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to apply the established business discount for you. So this package, in fact, I could offer it to you. It would run you $599 a month, $599 a month, okay, with a one-time setup fee of $99, which is to cover the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started $698. Every month after that, you would only be paying $599 a month. That's it, month to month. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then now with this, so you understand the timeline, okay? In our terms and conditions, it does state that the first page placement on Google, it can take within 30 to 45 days. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen where it's happened sooner sometimes. You will need to add us on as managers to your profile page so that way we can manage it and optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. So it could possibly happen sooner for you. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those directories, okay? 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your Google ads will be live and running, all right? The website will be completed within 7 to 14 days, and in fact, we will send it to you first, Dia, so that way you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay? So, with that being said, I will tell you that in the first month, a lot of it is the programming, okay? Because it's not going to happen overnight. It is a process. I will tell you this, that I'm going to see in that second month is when you're really going to feel this program, okay? And, I mean, that's what we can offer you today. How do you feel about it?
What is your title?
I'm actually was considered the lead on the account. So Lulu is our outside rep, right?
Business title.
I'm a salesperson. Inside sales.
No, I mean, what do you work for? The title for your business?
Our company is called Local Splash. We're a Google Premier. Local, as in your local area, and then splash, mm-hmm. like a splash of water. We're located in Costa Mesa, California.
Yeah. I know.
We're considered a Google channel partner.
Localsplash.com,
correct. Costa Mesa, California. Uh-huh.
In Fountain Valley, California?
Yes, correct.
Since I'm finished, this Avenue Suite, 1234. 748 Google reviews, questions, out of that questions, and sends. What is your admin?
What do you mean our admin?
Okay, well, let me, give me 1 second.
Okay. We're talking on your cell phone, right? Let me send you this. No, I was going to say, because I was going to send you, Dia, a link to our pricing page, and you could see everything that we do, our accreditations. The package that I'm offering you is the Platinum package, okay? You'll see what the original cost is. The original cost is $1,098 a month, but it is offered to you today at that discounted rate that I told you, the $599 a month with the Facebook.
Maybe because this is a new, I didn't even start making money. So I'm thinking now if I should spend something like that at this time, but if you're giving me this discount, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know. But for how long are you going to keep it with that rate?
For as long as you're with us. I mean, if you're with us 6 months or 6 years, that price will never change on you. It'll always be $599 a month.
Okay.
It'll never change.
Okay. And that's not a contract.
No, the only thing that our company does ask is called a 2-month verbal commitment. Okay. And the reason is because it's not going to happen overnight. You know, we want you to give it the full turnaround. So, but we're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. You just pay month to month. If at any, once you've completed the 2 months, it just continues to go on a monthly basis. If you choose to cancel or you want to pause it, the only thing we ask from you is that you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. And we don't charge you a cancellation fee. We just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing, so this way you're not getting charged. That's all we ask.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
So you want to give it a shot?
I'm fine with that. I just want to make sure I'm not talking to the contract.
Oh, no, of course. Of course not. No. I promise you. In fact,
I will never sign no contract.
Yeah, no. In fact, Dia, I will tell you this. We do send you everything in writing. Okay. And we also read it in the voice verification that it's a 2-month verbal commitment. We state that your payment for the $698 is going to be made today on August 26, 2022 in the amount of $698. It says your next payment will be September 26 for $599. Once your term is completed, your agreement just automatically renews each 26th of the month, okay, in the amount of $599. It will also state in that voice verification that we record that you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged. That's all we ask, okay? I promise you, it's not a marriage. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave us. And I know that's bad for me to say that because I'm married.
your request that you have to have access to my bank account.
What we so it is made, the payment is made with a credit or debit. Okay, it's an automatic charge, right? It's automatic.
No.
On the 26th.
Hold on 1 second. Wait.
Uh-huh.
Bank account, like account number and a ransom number. Do you request to
no.
have that?
No, we do not. You make the payment with either a credit or debit card, and it is actually blacked out. So we can't even see what the card number is once we process.
Yeah, I have a list of questions. You just said no, and that's covered. So let me ask that.
Okay. Question. Yeah.
Okay. I noticed the very first month is higher than the second month. What was the reason?
So with our original rate, those are the rates that they provide. When you're looking at the, you're looking at the Platinum, right? The Premier Platinum, the most popular one. Okay. I sent you this because I wanted you to see what the original cost is. The original cost for the first month is $1,098 because they make you pay the 2 months up front, okay, plus the $299 setup fee. It's almost a little over $1,300 just to get started. And then after your 2 months, right, after you make that first payment, then it goes to $549 a month, okay? What I was able to do for you was two things. Because you are an established business, I cut your monthly price to $5.99 a month. It also includes Facebook ads. Typically, this package does not include Facebook ads. I'm including it for you at $5.99 a month, okay? The setup fee...
And you're still able to clean that old location.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, my dear. What was that?
That other location is the main priority, main thing for me. I don't want the customer to go there on the map,
no,
on the Google map.
No, that's why I mentioned to you that we do that name, address, and phone number cleanup because we want to make sure that the correct address is across wherever you're listed. We don't want anyone seeing that old address.
Actually, that helped both of us because if, you know, if the business went there, I'll be able to pay for you every month. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, we don't want anyone going to the wrong address. They're not going to see your business there, and they're going to think you don't exist, right?
Exactly.
So that's why we make sure that we run that scan to clean it up. It's what we call a cleanup, right? So they run this scan, the technician, okay, that's handling your account, because we have a whole team, okay, dedicated to your account. And what they're going to do is they're going to run this scan, and wherever your business is listed, they are going to update the phone number, the address if it's incorrect. They're going to make sure that everything is correct wherever you're listed. Okay? We do that. We have to. If we don't do that, then we're doing you a disservice. We want to make sure that people know where to go to. You know what I mean? You want your address to be the correct address or else no one's going to, I mean, they're going to be going to the wrong one. I'm glad that the Google profile has the correct address, but yes, when you're looking at the MapQuest, I do see it with the Lamar Boulevard address. So we'll make sure that that's updated. Okay. We do all the updating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see on the MapQuest, I see the old location.
Yeah, I see the old location too. Yes, I do see that.
Now,
yeah, that's
now,
why I...
We, a customer
uh-huh.
in Houston, I did work for them in the past, and they put a review for me, and they
right.
put it for the new look, and they send me a picture
uh-huh.
on the phone. It says 20, and I can read the review that they put, but I could never find it when I go into Google.
Yeah, I didn't see any reviews on Google. So what we would do, as I mentioned to you earlier, we help you with your reviews, right? So we'll make it easy for your clients to leave you a review, which means we're going to provide you this tiny URL, okay? That URL, you can email it to your clients, you can text it to them. All they have to do, Dia, is just click on the link, the little URL that we send you, and they hit 5 stars and submit. That's it. Even if they don't want to put a comment, tell them hit the 5 stars, you know, and that
yeah.
will directly, It'll go straight to your Google profile.
How did that customer who wrote the review, how did she was able to go on Google and take a picture for the Burnett location and show me the review on Google?
I don't know. That's strange. And I believe you. I believe you. I understand. You know, I heard that, I would say a couple months back, I was speaking with a client that kind of had the same issue. And they said, you know, I had two customers leave reviews on my Google profile page. They sent me a picture, okay, of the review. Both of them sent him a picture of the review that they left, okay?
Maybe
and it wasn't on their profile.
Maybe because my store is listed not open. Is that a possibility?
No, that should be no reason. I mean, I think it's, I've only heard it from you and one other person that has had that issue. I've never heard from anyone else, you know, that has had that problem, but other than that one gentleman that I spoke to a couple months back. But, you know, I mean, we just provided him the URL. So this way, you know, we made sure that that was where they would be leaving his reviews. And I mean, he had the same thing. He had two clients that did it and they both sent him pictures and, you know, here's the review that we left, what we wrote. And yeah. It wasn't appearing on their profile page, which was interesting because I've never run across that other than, well, you saying it now and that other gentleman. But that's why we also provide you that URL. And I'll tell you this, that whenever they leave you a review, okay, across any of the major review sites, you will get a notification, okay? So that way you can see the review before it even posts. So you'll get a notice so that way you can see it whenever anyone leaves your review.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the next step is, Dia, I do want to send you everything in writing. Okay. This is where we will send your receipt, any correspondence from us. What is the best email for you?
Give me just a second, because I just created a bit of email.
No worries.
I want to see. Add another account.
I have to tell you, the flooring is beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Which flooring?
All of it. I'm looking at these pictures on your Facebook page. My goodness.
Jericho. Oh, yeah. GX.
Is that you? I'm looking at a Facebook page. Is that you? We love hearing how we've floored you and our service.
Yeah.
With the white shirt? Oh, okay. Now I can match the voice with the face.
You see, I have a white shirt?
Yes, I do. I see you right there. Wow.
Jericho, Texas, Jericho, Texas, LLC, @gmail.com. Let me see. I forgot this password. See, when you say you forget the password, then they ask you to enter the last password they're using Google account.
I know.
What?
I've done that before, and I'm like, if I knew what the password was before, I wouldn't even be asking for a new password. Right?
Yes. But sometimes you can go use Google Saved.
Yeah.
And then got password there. In the YouTube. Okay, let me watch it.
No worries, take your time.
I want to make sure I can use this email first.
Of course, of course.
Now, other one is the personal email. You know, it's just me. Okay. Now I can see it back there. Let me.
No worries. You take your time. It's okay.
Go back. All right. Save password. Okay, now enter the last word. And more. They had me do it 3 times.
Oh, my goodness. That's okay. You take your time.
you know, use this email here.
Okay. I'm ready.
D-I-E-R-C-O.
D, you said D-I, D like David?
T as in Tom.
T as in Tom.
I-E-R-C-O.
Uh-huh.
T-X.
T-X.
L-L-C.
L-L-C.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. I'm going to repeat it back to you, okay? You said T as in Tom, I, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, O as in Austin.
Tirko. T as in Charlie. Not Tirko. Tirko.
Oh, okay. Tirko. Oh, T, I, okay, I think I got what you said. T as in Tom, I as in ice cream, E like Edward, R as in Robert, C like Charlie, O like Oscar, T like Tom, X like X-ray, LLC at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tico, and then it's TXLLC at gmail.com. Okay, let me see if that one works. Okay, give me 1 second.
Me, myself, I'm not sure if it works.
Yeah, I'm not sure because when I try to type it in, it's telling me, usually my system will tell me if it's a good email or not. So I just sent you a test email just to see if you get it.
Why keep going back and forth? And
yeah, that one doesn't work. It says that the email address cannot be found.
Okay, use Delta.
Delta.
Echo.
Echo.
Lima.
Lima.
Yankee.
Yankee.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Sierra, Sierra.
00.
Sierra, Sierra.
Oh, Sierra, Sierra. Okay.
66.
66.
Gmail.
At gmail.com.
That's the Elias66 at gmail.com.
Delias66 at gmail.com. I think that one's going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. The first email that I'm sending you, okay, Dia, it's going to say Google advertising with Facebook ads. It's going to show you. $5.99 month to month for the Premier Platinum package with a one-time setup fee of $99. I included everything that is included in the program. I also put an example of a website, okay, just so you kind of have an idea of how the website will look. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The second email.
What was Medina?
Medina. Uh-huh. Is my last name. My first name is Nadine. Now, the second email that I'm sending
Hello.
To you.
You know, some customers just walked in here. I have to tell them.
Okay, I'll hold. I'll hold.
Give me 1 second.
No worries. Take your time. I'll hold.
No, maybe like by September 15th, I'll be open.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with your business. Yep. Good quality stuff.
Thank you. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I'm telling you, just looking at the pictures. Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. See? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I heard the gentleman say, you got some good stuff here.
Yeah. Yep.
He said quality. I heard him say quality.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Email.
Yes. I sent you two emails. So the second email that I sent you, it says client dashboard analytics in the subject part. What that does, Dia, is it gives you an overview of our reporting system because you're also going to be able to track all of your results with our program. You're going to be able to see all your campaigns, see the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they even perform the location of the search. You're going to be able to track everything.
This is the main reason why I wanted to use a business email because this is my personal email.
It's okay. Listen, no one's going to see your email, okay? This email is where...
For me to be able to track the business, I don't want to be caught with, like, looking at other different personal emails.
So listen, this is why, just for now, we're using your personal one because I wanted to send you all of that in writing, and that's where we're also going to send your receipt. As long as you give me, if you update me with your business email, then I can change it in the system so that everything goes there and I'll send everything to the business email again. Okay?
Yeah.
But I wanted you to have all this right now. So don't worry about that. We can update it with the business email once you figure that out and I'll resend everything to you again to the business email. So this way you have everything there under the business email. I know it makes it easier for you. Okay? Okay. Now, Dia, your first name, this is just for the account purpose, okay, is D as in Delta, Y as in Yankee, E as in Edward, A as in Alpha, right? That's how you spell it?
Yes.
Okay. What is your last name?
Elias, E-L-Y-A-S-S.
E-L-Y-A-S-S. Elias?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the phone number that I currently see listed for the business is 512-679-0891. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's going to be changed too.
Okay.
I already have that number, but I just need to get some phones in here.
Okay. So we don't want to change the number yet, right?
No.
Okay, when you need to change it, once you have phones in there, let us know so that way we can update the phone number in the system, okay?
Okay.
Okay, currently the company name reads as Flooring Essentials, it's got the little and symbol, and then more, correct? That's how I see it currently reading, okay. And then just to confirm with you, the current address shows as 8820 Burnett Road, Suite 501, Austin, Texas, 78757, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm also notated that the old address, Lamar, needs to be updated with the new address on MapQuest and wherever else it's appearing, that it be updated with your new address, okay? So I've already notated that. Now, let's see here. And then for the payment, the card that you're using today, Dia, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It has a business name.
Okay. How does the business name read on there? Just Flooring Essentials with the and symbol and more, or how does it read on there?
It has my name on top and the business name on the bottom.
Okay, your name only says Dia Elias, or is there like a middle initial? How does your name read?
A in the middle.
Okay, A in the middle. Okay.
Dia A Elias.
Dia A Elias. Okay.
And then in the bottom it says the DBA name, Flooring Essentials.
Flooring Essentials is all it says for the business? Okay.
Yeah, there is no and more, just Flooring Essentials.
Okay, just Flooring Essentials.
That's okay.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's too long. Essentials with an S at the end, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you know the billing address for that card? Is it the same as the business address, or is it a different address for the billing?
Oh, it's different.
Okay. What's the billing address?
78753.
78753? Is the zip code, but what's the actual address?
11601. It's 12007.
Uh-huh.
North Bamar Boulevard. Number 1316. This is a new address for me to put the store here.
Oh, okay. So it still has the same old, it has the old business address, right? Is what you're saying?
No. The business address is 1161 North Bamar.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
but
the billing.
12007 North Lamar.
Uh-huh.
Or 1316-78753.
So 12007 North Lamar, is that Boulevard?
Boulevard, yeah.
Okay. And is it like a suite number? Is that what it is? 1316?
Yes.
Okay. And then that's Austin, Texas, 78753, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? Visa.
Visa.
Okay. And what is the card number when you're ready?
It's 4259001533-7125.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4259-0900-1533-7125, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When does it expire, the month and the year?
August 26th.
August 26th. And what is the CVV code on the back?
933.
Okay. I am not going to charge the card yet because what I'm going to do first, Dia, is I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. Okay. The reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise. Okay. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And it's an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, Dia, if there is something that you do not understand, please stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will explain it. I'll review it with you and then I will rephrase it. Okay. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Dia, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Okay, the name of the business, the DBA or the vehicle?
You're gonna state the name of your business as the way it reads on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
No?
Yes, please.
Flooring Essentials and More.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Dia Elias, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And Dia, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Dia, to get results as fast as possible, okay, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Emails.
You'll be responsive if we call you, if we text you, or even if we email you.
Yes,
you'll
yes,
respond back
yes.
to us. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Dia, that you might get a call, okay, from another company that is not related to our company, Local Splash, trying to sell you another type of product, okay? That is not associated with our company. Dia, we will never call you to ask you to pay more money. If you ever get a call like that, okay, you write down that phone number and you call us, okay? Give us that phone number so that we can block it. We're never going to call you to ask you for $5 more. You're never going to pay more than the $5.99 a month, okay? So just be aware, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, August 26th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $698. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be September 26th in the discounted amount of $599. This will be a recurring payment. Okay?
Yes.
So when your term is completed, Dia, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the discounted amount of $599. You may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Do you want to write down this number? Do you have a pen? I'm also going to text it to you.
Yes, please text it.
Okay. So just so you know, the number is 877-635-6225, and you're going to hit number 8. When you hear the recording, just press number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, Dia, we ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So just make sure you call 3 business days before the 26th if you're going to cancel or pause the account, okay? Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to update the package, Dia, and then I'm going to process the payment. You're going to receive a receipt both to your email, and we are also sending it to you in a text message, okay? Now, the next thing that we are going to do is I'm going to set up, it's called a client interview, okay? The client interview is going to be set with one of our technicians, okay? Now, in that client interview, you're going to speak with one of our techs, and they are going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, about the website. They're going to talk to you about the Google ads, the areas that we're targeting. They are going to go over everything much more in detail, Okay. This is where I say the magic is going to happen. All right. So how does your schedule look for Monday? What time works best for you so I could take a look at the calendar? Do you prefer in the afternoon? Do you prefer in the morning? Does Monday work for you?
Pretty busy.
you're pretty busy,
after,
huh?
After 12.
After 12. Okay, let me look at the calendar. So I do see, let's see, on Monday, the following times I have available, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. What time do you prefer?
You know, 3 to 4, but if I am with someone, or 3 to 4, if I can't, sometimes.
Do you want 5? Do you want 4 to 5? Okay, so let's say we call you between 3 and 4, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we call you, if the technician calls you, you just tell them, can you call me right back? I'm with a client.
Yes.
Okay? All right.
Yes.
Let's at least put you down for 3 to 4 for now. Now, on Monday, they will call you from an...
I'm going to be with the city. That's the thing about my inspection. So I might be busy, then I'll let them know. Okay?
Yeah. Just all you got to do is if you're busy, just pick up the phone and just say, can you please call me back? I'm busy. And they'll call you back, I promise. Okay?
Okay.
Let me do this. I'm going to set up your client interview. You're also going to receive an email with that calendar invite. We will also...
How much more time do we need to finish this?
I just need 10 more minutes of your time and we're done.
Okay.
Can you give me 10 minutes?
Okay.
Okay. Do me a favor while we're doing this, because I'm sending you your email for the calendar invite. Please look at either your email or look at your text messages. I want to make sure you got your receipt. It will say initial invoice on it. It'll start off by saying, Dear Dia A. Elias, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I already got that.
Okay.
That.
Open it up, please.
Okay.
I'll get you through this quickly because I know you got a lot to do right now.
Hit on the line, monitor your reviews.
Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms, or did you already click on that?
No, hold on one second.
Okay.
Well, I have 3 text messages, actually.
Okay. So it's the one that says initial invoice.
Dear, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That one.
Copy of-
yes.
Yeah.
Click on where it says, please click here.
Yes, I did.
Okay. It takes you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that we said in the voice verification. Okay. So what I need you to do on that same page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's going to be a little box that asks for your signature. Okay, but right above that, okay, there's a little box to the left, Dia, and it says right next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking in that little box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay, and then you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. Don't put a period after the A, just exactly as it reads. And then you'll click confirm signature. When you do that, you're going to see another page pop up that's going to ask you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
So that has to have the same on the card, D-I-A-L-S,
yes.
Correct?